Welcome to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. My name is Kayla Ogletree. I'm a full-time mommy, full-time social worker. In this podcast, we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about how to deal with mommy guilt. We'll talk about various topics because let's be honest, being a mom is hard. So let's do it together. Hey guys, welcome back to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Kayla Ogletree. I'm a full-time mom, full-time social worker. And if this is not your first time tuning in, welcome back. This is episode number 4. Before we get started on today's topic, I just wanted to share my hashtag Mom Life Moment of the Week, which is a new segment I introduced last week. And I'm dying to hear from you guys about your hashtag mom life moments, but I'll share mine from this week. So I've talked a lot about how being a mom is such a crazy emotion. So the other night Sophia was really cranky, and then I was trying to put her to sleep. I was rocking her in the rocking chair, and then she wasn't calming down. And then I was like, let me see. She really likes singing. So I was like, let me see if I can sing her to sleep. I didn't think it was going to work. I was like, we're just going to give this a try. So I sang her to sleep. I started singing songs from our music class, songs, you know, that I just know, you know, regular kid songs. And she fell asleep on me and I started crying. So it was like the sweetest moment ever. And I was like, I hope this always happens. I think I shared it on Instagram and everyone was making fun of me, but it's just like, again, being a mom is such a crazy emotion, and literally the littlest things at a drop of a hat will make you cry. I don't even know why I was crying. I think I was just so like, I didn't think it was going to work, and then it ended up working. It was one of the sweetest moments ever. So that's my hashtag mom life moment of the week. To jump right into today's topic, this episode is called Loving Your Mom Bod, quote unquote. So I'm not only talking about loving the appearance of your mom bod, but just loving yourself and taking care of yourself and really appreciating this new body that was created after you created a human being. The idea was sparked just by, you know, there's a lot of, just all around us as women, there's a lot of pressures, you know, about how we should look physically. And I feel like the pressure is much higher, and you feel like you need to get back to the body that you had before you had a child, just based on, you know, pressures in the media. Like, our examples of moms are usually celebrities, and they've, you know, they literally have pushed out a child and they are already back in the shape they were, you know, 9 months ago, which is, you know, they have personal trainers, they have people cooking for them, you know, and most of us moms don't have that luxury. You know, if I had someone cooking for me, I would probably be back in the shape that I was in, you know, because they're, you know, they have nutritionists and things like that. So those examples are not realistic. And on top of that, we just created a person. We just grew an arm. We just grew a leg. We just grew a head, an eye, an ear in 9 months. So it took you 9 months to get where you were. And it's going to take a little while to get back, you know, even just into shape, to feel like you're physically, you know, where you, you know, kind of close to where you were. It's going to take time. It's not something that's, and give yourself time, because again, it took 9 months to complete this whole process. So, I know a lot of new moms feel the pressure, especially right after, you know, I felt it right after I had Sophia. You know, I'm like, oh, I need to get back into the shape I was in, because before having her, I had lost a lot of weight. I was in really good shape. You know what, I was able to work out a lot more, but when you're pregnant and then you have a newborn and a baby, you know, your life really changes. So, you know, the ability to go to the gym and, you know, as frequently as I was not able to do that. So it's really just accepting and loving, you know, this new body that you have, and not really trying to jump right back into like really intense exercises, just see it back to where you were, because most likely your body won't, you know, it's very hard to get it back to where it was. Your body is completely different, and that is absolutely okay. You know, again, you created a person. I can't stress that enough, like how amazing pregnancy and childbirth is. You know, your body, you know, it went through a lot. So just be easy. You know, you really have to find something about your body that you really like now, and kind of focus on that versus focusing on the things that you don't like. And also when I talk about loving your mom bod, I also just talk about just being kind to your new body. You know, like I said, not forcing it back into really intense exercise. Taking care of your body. Just like, I know this, again, this is something I struggled with in the beginning, but something I've been trying to do in the last couple months is really just changing the way I eat. And that has made me feel 100 times better, you know, being more aware of what is in my food. And this is something I was conscious about before having a baby. And it's something that I was always, you know, I always was focused on. But for some reason, when you got pregnant and you, like, I know I wanted to eat everything. Like, I was just so hungry, and it usually was the bad stuff. And you kind of forget, you forget that whole, you know, I was like, I did this, like, and I completely forget. And I even remember, like, right after having Sophia and breastfeeding, like, you're so hungry still, and, like, you just want to eat everything. And so it's like, it takes a little while to kind of have the motivation and discipline to really get back into that, you know, mindful eating, and not eating, you know, just anything and everything. But I will have to say that just by changing what I've been eating and being mindful of what I'm eating has really helped just in terms of my energy level. You know, I was listening to Jay Shetty's podcast, and he was saying that we need to invest more time into wellness so we don't have to spend money on illness, which I thought was the most powerful thing that I said, that anyone has ever said, because that's so true. Like, we need to be really aware of what we are putting into our body, because that ultimately, whatever we're putting in is how we're going to feel, and it's going to result in illness if we're not giving ourselves good things to eat and being mindful of what we're actually putting into our body. And it's also a good example for children, too, because we want them, you know, I know a big complaint of parents is, like, getting their child to eat their vegetables. But if a child doesn't see you eating your vegetables, then they're not going to want to eat vegetables. So it's really just being a good example for your children as well, and showing them what is good to eat and what a healthy meal is. And it's not about not eating, or, you know, because you want to lose weight, or because, you know, you want to get back to that size you were before you were pregnant. It's really just about taking care of your body. And it's something I realized I needed to do, because I would come home from work and I would be so exhausted, like, to the point where I just, like, I would literally get Sophia in the bath, I would literally lay her down, and then I would just, like, pass out at, like, 7:30 at night. And I'm like, whoa, there's something. And then, like, at work, I would just not feel good. Like, I would feel like I didn't want to be there. Like, I wasn't productive. And then I looked at my diet, and I was really not eating well at all. I was just eating whatever I wanted and not really paying attention to what I was eating. But I was also just trying to adjust to being a new mom and also working full time. So it literally was like whatever was there, whatever was easiest. And some nights I wouldn't even eat dinner, which is also bad. So that's something I don't recommend. But I did notice, I do notice a big difference. Like, my energy levels are just so much higher right now. And I really try to focus on eating, like, whole foods, like whole unprocessed foods. I try to stay away from, like, processed foods, eating fruits, vegetables, protein. I do like rice, so I will eat rice occasionally, sweet potato, like all the good stuff. And that's something I want to kind of, you know, continue to do, and also, like, give advice to moms, you know, and other people who are, moms and others who are, you know, kind of struggling with the same thing. And, like, what do, you know, the first, I know a lot of my struggles, like, what do I eat? What is easiest to make right now? Like, what can I make that's super easy, super quick? Because Sophia only lasts so long for me to cook a meal. So I really have to, like, it does require some planning. Like, you have to have an idea of what you're going to cook, but I can literally throw chicken in the oven. Like, things are, like, really easy. Sweet potato cooks in the oven really well. So, you know, it's things like that, like taking care of your body, just so that you are able to take care of your child or your children. So I thought that was something that was good to share. And it really has nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with losing weight or, you know, achieving some sort of physical appearance, which is fine too, if that's what you want to do. But for me, it was really about just how I felt, and my energy level and being, you know, not really being able to, like, really fully be present with my daughter and feeling like, oh my God, I just want to go to sleep. Like, I'm so tired. But now I can actually, like, for the last couple months, I've been able to, like, come home, play with her, like, really have a good time, really be present and not feel drained and not go to bed at 7:30 p.m. At night. And then, you know, I don't do the dishes and then they're piled up for the morning. So then I'm rushing around in the morning when I could have gotten stuff done before I went to sleep. So yeah, I think it's really important that, you know, we are taking care of our bodies and really, you know, that's how we love ourselves, you know, really, really looking at what we're putting into our body. Because we, you know, we need to be here for our kids. And it's also too, like, I think I read an article or I saw something on Facebook, you know, especially if you have daughters, like, really teaching them how to love their body and not really being so critical of yours, because ultimately that will teach them how to appreciate their body. So I thought that was also so powerful. Like, we really need to be aware of how we're speaking to ourselves in front of our children, because that can in turn become their self-image. And that's the last thing we want as parents, because we obviously love them and we want them to love themselves. But we also need to teach them healthy habits about how to love yourself and being that example for them. And it is okay to have, you know, to want to lose weight. I know that's something I want to work on. But I think with these changes that I made, I think that will come with it. Just based on, you know, based on being mindful of what I'm eating. I also have also tried to become a little bit more active than I was, you know, after, you know, through my pregnancy and after my pregnancy, you know, really trying to do something like move every day. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm not doing like an intense workout, but I'm doing some sort of movement. You know, I'm either going to the gym really quickly if I have time, or I've been taking Sophia on walks, which has been a nice part of our night routine. And it's also like really, it's really made me feel better, especially at night. And it's helped me sleep. So, you know, anything that you can do, even if it's a quick 5-10 minutes, you know, there's, you know, YouTube has so many videos. You can literally look up any kind of workout video. I've done workout videos on YouTube just to do some like quick movements, like in the morning time before I go to work or after work. You know, anything, you know, moving is, and I think I talked about that in my last podcast, doing at least an hour of exercise per week is extremely helpful for your well-being. It gives you mental clarity, energy. There's so many benefits to it. So again, it's not about going to the gym and doing a super intense workout, but it's just about taking care of yourself and making sure that you feel the best that you can feel while taking care of your children. And it's not about, you know, any movement is good, anything you can do, any little changes that you can make to what, you know. And it's also important not to do everything at once and to be realistic, especially if you're starting from square one. Like, you're obviously not just going to take sugar completely out of your diet or whatever the case is, or you're not going to have a vegetable at every meal if that's not what you're doing. It's like maybe starting with one vegetable or trying to find a substitute, you know, simple. You want to do simple changes in small increments. Because if you try to do everything at once, you're going to be overwhelmed, and it's more likely that you will not continue because you'll be too overwhelmed. It'll be too challenging because it is, again, it's something that you're changing. And in order to develop a good habit, it takes about 21 days. So if you are looking to make some sort of change to your diet or your exercise routine, I would recommend starting, you know, doing one thing at a time and not overwhelming yourself. But yeah, that's it. I just really think it's important, again, for us as moms to really appreciate what our body has done. You know, and it's not something, it's something that only us mothers really can do. So if you're out there and you're looking in the mirror not loving yourself, I challenge you to really find something that you do love, you know, and start to work on loving yourself and taking care of yourself and not being so hard on yourself. All right. So that does it for tonight, I think. If anybody has any comments, you know, anybody wants to chime in about this topic, please do. Follow me on my Instagram. My name will follow after this. Or, you know, you could send me an email. My email is attached to my Instagram. And then I'm also going to ask you guys if you could please leave a rating, a review, so I know how you feel about this episode. I would really appreciate it. All right, guys, have a great night. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Hashtag Mom Life podcast. Make sure you also follow me at #MomLife.podcast on Instagram. That's hashtag spelt out, MomLife.podcast. Also, please, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review and a rating so I know how I'm doing. All right, thanks, guys. See you next time.